Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Couple night games here this week on Thursday and Friday. It's been a good battle here. Hall against Mack. Another 3-2, and he got him swinging, this time on a changeup towards the outer half. Nick Hall strikes out the side in the first inning, and he's off to a dynamite start here to begin the opener. $60 in the inning to the Food for Kids program from the Jordan Automotive Group. No score after one. We're on our way to the second. And this is a part of Piñango's growth. He's working deeper counts. He did so last year, too, but he's doing that even better now in 2024. Like the way Piñango has hit, he's taken more walks than strikeouts this year. And he'll send this one out to deep center field on a line drive. Coley is back. He's still running, and that ball is gone! Yohendrick Piñango, a line drive shot. Dead center. That ball just continued to carry. It helped with the wind blowing out, but boy, that was demolished. It's a Hoosier Lottery home run for Yohendrick Piñango, and that breaks open the ball game. It's 1-0. That might be one of the hardest hit balls we have ever seen from Yohendrick. Here's a dribbler right back to the mound. Nick Cole bobbles it. He still picks it up and tosses over to first in time to get Marinez. Hole unable to glove the grounder initially. He knocked it down partially with the leather, and then he picked up the baseball and gave a little NFL-style shovel pass over to Jonathan Long at first. Still, Hole has worked back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. He has punched out 5, 1-0 Cubs after a couple on WSBT Radio.
Save big money on roofing.
And this is a situation again for Jefferson Rojas. He's going to continue winding up in these spots as he waits on a 2-1. A little looper hit out to right. It's going to drop for a base hit in front of Luttrell. Being waved around third is Bateman. He'll score on an RBI single by Jefferson Rojas. Brennan Davis goes to third, and it's 2-0 Cubs. Rojas is 2-for-2 with a couple singles. 3-1 on Piñango, second and third. And he'll slice this one into the left center field gap. Another well-hit baseball. This is going to score 2. Davis is in. Here comes Rojas. Yohendrick Piñango has got 3 RBIs already in the series opener. And it's 4-0 Cubs here in the third. And the 2-strike pitch. Powered out to deep center. Brett Bateman, a long chase. Can he get there? Diving, and it's to the wall. But Lloyd is going to get 3 runs. And it's a bases-clearing double for Cam Barstad. Bateman laid out, just came up short. And it's a 5-4 game. The Sky Carp lead. 3 RBIs for Barstad. He's now up to 8 on the season, and suddenly the lead has vanished for South Bend. The error and the prior mistakes in the inning come back to hurt the Cubs. Right, as most do, you got to miss about a year. It takes you away of year development, especially after where Patterson was. And then this was really the kicker. As here comes the 1-2. Driven in the air, out towards left and deep. This is trouble. Piñango back to the wall, and it's going to be a grand slam home run for Mark Coley. A grand slam, Coley's Midwest League debut, and he's got his first high A homer. Nick Lovello out of the Cubs dugout, and he'll make a pitching change. This has turned on its head, and it is 9-4. Patterson with a 3-2 count. Here's Jack's pitch on the way. Hold on the ground, slowly towards second. Ramirez has got it over to first. Out number one, Jack Patterson. Take a breath. First one's out of the way. 1-1 here on Chase Luttrell. Just outside. Ethan Roberts started on that team. Roberts was a huge piece of the Cubs. Went to Myrtle Beach then because, of course, the Pelicans were high A at the time, and then Brian Glowicki finished the year, got the final 3 outs of that championship. Luttrell again shoots it foul out of play. Of course, Brendan King was on that team, my namesake, former Cubs pitcher. Spelled the exact same way. Eugenio Palma was pretty good that year, too. 10-4 Cubs trail, sixth inning. And Patterson strikes out Luttrell. First strikeout back with the Cubs for Jack Patterson. It was on a nasty slider low and away. Two outs. Jonathan Long spits this one up the middle. Solid single. Jonathan Long, his first hit of the day. But it's going to roll all the way to the wall. Oh, it was a bad route taken in center by Mark Coley. And Jonathan Long, because of that, is going to make it all the way to third. Wow, that's your ordinary just single in the center. But a misplay by Mark Coley there. Either he took a bad route or he might have slipped. I'm not sure, but he was off route, and the Cubs are going to wind up with Long at third. Now, we'll see if they give that. He signed with the Marlins last year as Ramirez yanks this one out to center. Ballpark will contain it, but this will be enough to get the run in. It'll be an RBI sac fly for Ramirez as Long scores, and it's 11-5. Cubs with their first run since the third. 2-2 on the big man, Felix. And here comes the pitch. Powered in the air, out to center. It's going to be routine for Coley to settle and make the catch, and Beloit has taken the first of this six-game series. Stevens pops out. Felix is going to finish 0-5 today. 11-5, your final score. Just a game that completely flipped on its head. The Cubs led 4-0 in this one. Gave up 10 unanswered. They would get one more, but Beloit, with the comeback, finishes off the W.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.